like to read from 1 John chapter 4 from verse 17. 1 John chapter 4 from verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. This is just a few verses, and yet what a beautiful message here John is writing to that church, or those churches. In the previous section, he's been talking about love being made perfect or being perfected in us. But he offers an explanation here. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. I don't know if like me, but you've read that description of the great white throne judgment in the book of Revelation. And it is arguably one of the most terrifying portions of scripture. It says, and books were opened. Records have been kept of all that has been done, all that has been spoken, all that which has been thought. And it is a terrifying prospect. And yet, for the Christian, it is not terrifying. Because Christ bore the wrath that we deserve. He bore it upon the cross of Calvary. The righteous anger of God, the righteous punishment which we deserve, was spent upon the Lord Jesus when he hung upon that cross. And therefore, on that day of judgment, on that day of reckoning, we can be, save John, we can be bold. We are not those people who are calling for the rocks and the mountains to call upon them. We are not those people who want the Lamb of God to look away from them because they cannot even bear his countenance. To them, he appears as that dread judge. But to we who believe, he is precious. He is our Saviour. He will save his people. And that is connected, says John, to love. We don't just have some kind of intellectual relationship with God, but rather we have a loving relationship with him. We have been adopted into his family. We are his children. He is our Father. And although we don't in any way minimize his righteousness, nor do we approach him in a careless or casual manner, he is not our mate. But he is our friend. He is our friend. And that day of judgment need not cause us to lose sleep or fret. In fact, we are bold because that love of God, which is in us and which he has for us, has opened our eyes to the gospel and gives us an assurance of salvation. Because as he is, so are we in this world. We are, it's not clear whether this is actually John's point, but I will make it anyway. We are, he is righteous. And in this world, we are too. Now I had a conversation with somebody in this chapel. And I said to him, if you're guilty of a crime, but the court acquits you, are you still guilty? And of course, legally, no. Yeah. It's as though you never did it. And all the sin which I have done, which is many, which are many and which is great, it's all been forgiven. And I am dressed in the very robes of Christ. When the Father looks at me, he no longer sees the sin that I've done. He only sees the blood of his crucified Son. Because as he is, so are we in this world. No wonder elsewhere John says the world will hate you because we are clothed with and we stand for a righteousness which the world has rejected. He says in verse 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear because fear involves torment. Now those of you with reasonable memories may want to remind me that not very long ago I stood in the pulpit in the chapel and talked about the fear of the Lord. It's the beginning of wisdom, and that actually we ought to fear the Lord more. Well, is John contradicting me? He certainly appears to be. There is no fear in love. And yet he defines the kind of fear about which he speaks. This fear involves torment. There are many religious people around the world. Deeply religious, deeply pious people. And they're afraid to die. Amen. Have they knocked on enough doors? Have they fasted sufficiently? Have they done enough of this? Have they done enough of that? If salvation is based upon human effort, then we ought to fear and be afraid, because there is always the danger we didn't quite get the right score. We might have done all right compared to some people, but the pass mark was just a bit higher, and there's no opportunity to resit. But if our salvation is not based upon what we have done, but what Christ has done, for which he said it is finished, then actually we have no fear and no fear of torment, no fear of judgment, no fear of hellfire. And anybody who claims they are a Christian but on their deathbed is afraid lest they go to hell, it's because they don't know the gospel, or they're not believing it, or they've misunderstood the incredible vast reservoir of love which is its motive. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. He's not speaking of that reverence we ought to have for God, which is wise and becoming of the people of God, but rather that fear of torment, that fear of hell, that fear of rejection. Not only has God saved us, but he won't, I don't think, change his mind about us later. Well, yes, you did pray to me, but you know what? I've got to know you a bit better, and quite frankly, I think a mistake was made. No. He who began a good work in us will see it through to completion. He who fears has not been made perfect in love. This perfection in love, I don't think it is some kind of higher spiritual state to which a special few can attain. Actually, it's understanding the gospel and believing the gospel and living the gospel and dying in the gospel. Amen. And in verse 19, how glorious a claim is that. We love him because he first loved us. God did not wait for us to enact some kind of moral reformation or to think him through and to love him and think, yes, I'll give them some love back. In fact, he loved us. He loves us and continues to love us. It's interesting, in our modern kind of intellectual climate, we pit love against righteousness. We pit love against truth. But in John's letter, the two are inseparable. He speaks so often against truth and believing the right thing. He is writing against false teachers and all their wicked works, and yet he speaks so often of God's love and our love for him and his love for us and that love of him being poured out in our hearts. We love him because he first loved us. And perhaps there are two extremes. There is that person who says, it can't be true that my sins have been forgiven. Well, perfect love casts out fear. God has perfect love for you. Love him back and believe him when he says it's finished. But also for any who think they are good and righteous. How good am I? Because I love, actually, it was God who loved you long before you were even aware of him. God loved you, I believe, while he was knitting you together in your mother's womb, before you were even aware of yourself. So great was the love of God for the people he made. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment, and he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Therefore, be made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Amen.